Hare Krishna. Repetition emphasizes, and so does the emphasis in the repetition. During communication, in most languages, repeating a word or a phrase or a sentence is a standard rhetorical device for emphasis. That which is repeated is stressed. In the Bhagavad Gita also, this device of repetition for emphasis is used. For example, some verses 3.35 and 18.46, they are almost identical. Two lines are fully identical. Similarly, 9.34 and 18.65. Both of them have 2.5 lines which are fully identical. So this repetition conveys that the message that is given over here is especially important. And now if we compare, say, 9.35 and 9.34 and 18.65, we'll see that there is a slight shift. Although there is some repetition, there is a shift in the emphasis. There is a shift in the focus in that verse. And that focus is also emphasizing something. Let us see what that is. So 9.34, this is the last chapter of the ninth verse, last verse of the ninth chapter. It says, Manmanabhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. So Krishna says four things. Manmana, always think of me. Bhavamad bhakto, become my devotee. Madhyaji, worship me. Mam namaskuru, offer your obeisance to me. In this way, mame vaishyasi. In this way you will come to me because yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Your atma, your soul will be engaged in me, will be offered to me, devoted to me. In this way you will come to me. Now let's compare this with 18.65. There Krishna says, Manmana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosi me. So the first two lines are the same, and second line, third line also mam evaishyasi is the same. But here the emphasis satyam te, truly you will come to me. Pratijane priyosi me. Pratijane means I declare. What do I declare? Priyosi me. You are very dear to me. Because you are very dear to me, I am not going to lie to you. I am going to speak the truth to you. And truly I am telling you, if you do this, you will come to me. So, in 9.34, the emphasis is on what we need to do to attain Krishna. That we have to atmanam matparayana. Our whole being has to become devoted to Krishna. And when we do this, we will come to him. But in this 18.65, this is coming to the conclusion of the Gita. Here the emphasis is on what Krishna will do for us. That what we have to do is common. But the stress in 9.34 is in what we have to do. In 18.65, it is on what Krishna will do for us. So this shift in emphasis is also revealing. Why is it revealing? Because initially, say two people are forming an agreement. And one person may remind the other person, you know, that now if you have to do this, you are promising to do this. And this is your part of the contract. You will do this. That's the emphasis. So that's how it is in 9.34. But suppose when two person are signing a contract, the first person is very eager that the other person should agree. The other person signed the contract. Then this person's focus will shift not on what you have to do. See, now, you do this, then I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. The focus will be on what I will do if you just sign this contract. So like that, as the Bhagavad Gita is ending, Krishna's compassion overflows from his heart. And he's so eager that Arjuna, and ultimately Arjuna is representing all of us, he's so eager that all of us make the right choice. And whereas initially he tells that we have to do these things, Krishna here says, you just do this and I will make sure the results come. Mam evaishya satyam te pratijane priyosi me. This is the truth I declare to you, I won't lie to you because you are very dear to me. So, the repetition emphasizes, but so does the emphasis within the repetition. That what was emphasized in 9.34 and what was 18.65, that emphasis reveals what is going on over there. So, by seeing the subtle nuances in the verses, we can appreciate the flow of the Bhagavad Gita, and especially we can appreciate the emotional finale of the Gita, when Krishna is baring his heart, revealing his love for us and inviting us to love him back. By appreciating these loving, endearing declarations of Krishna, we can feel inspired to offer our love to Him. Krishna loves us so much. He cares for us so much. He wants us to come to Him. So why should we be distracted to anything else? Why not offer our love to Him and progress straight to Him? Thank you. Hare Krishna.